It's well known I'm a bit of a petrol head, but I didn't inherit it from my parents. They never took me to a live motor racing event when I was younger. So unfortunately, I missed out on seeing Longford in its heyday with the Grand Prix track and all that sort of stuff. But fortunately, there's a lot about to remind us of the heyday of Longford, including the Longford Motorama event, which is coming up pretty soon, in fact, on Sunday, March the 7th. Tell us a bit more about it. Justin Brown is the event organiser, and he joins you now. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, this will appeal for people that are interested in motorsport, but also people that are interested in anything to do with cars and bikes. You had an event last year, a three-day event, but this year it's a one-day event. Just explain the thinking behind that.
Sure, Martin. Look, an event like the Motorama is takes about 9 months in the planning, and so around about 9 months ago, we were confronted with where we were with COVID and where we're going to be in the future. And we took the stance that maybe it was too much of a risk to put on the three-day event, because you can't plan for something if you don't know what you're planning for. So we decided to bring it back to a one-day event that was controllable and that we knew that we could make safe and that we hopefully could get a COVID permit for, which we have. But we also wanted to make it, that it was exciting and there was something different. And what we've managed to do, Martin, is the majority of the old Longford racetrack, which was the fastest in the Southern Hemisphere, is now in the hands of private owners, and we've managed to get access to it for this one day. And so we're offering a shuttle bus service to take people around the old track at $15 a head, which we think is very, very good value. And that's going to places like the Tannery Strait and the Tannery Corner and down where Longbridge used to be, round into Mountford Corner at the end of the Flying Mile, and we'll have displays at all these, and then down under the viaduct, and we'll be recreating some of the things that happened down through there, which, as you know, the viaduct is a very, very iconic structure. And also, you'll be able to walk all of that. We'll have MCs, people like Brian Higgins, etc., that actually race there. We'll have them explaining to people on the corners exactly what occurred there, and we'll even have Bruno Carossi's replica Jag plus Phil Brooks' car. Both of those went into the river just there, so we'll be recreating all of that. What's sort of forgotten is that that Longford racetrack was 7.2 kilometres long, Martin.
Wow. And a bit bigger than Mount Panorama.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Amon, wait for this though, Chris Amon in a Ferrari P4 in 1968 set a lap record of 2 minutes 12.6 seconds.
Goodness.
For that 7.2 kilometre. It is unbelievable. And, he did a speed like 288 kilometres an hour down the Flying Mile. And remember, that's a road circuit. And he did an average lap of 196 kilometres an hour. So it is just phenomenal. And that record, they had the record for the fastest racetrack right up until 1987.
Wow.
So, it's an incredible track. We can't let the history of that go. So we've managed to do that. As I said, there's 1,500 tickets, Martin. You can only get those online. There'll be no ticket sales on the day or cash. It has to be, that's COVID regulated. It has to be purchased online at longfordmotorama.com.au and also longdistancetickets.com.au.
I wasn't aware that I thought that parts of the circuit were actually under paddocks and things like that as well. I wasn't aware that it was actually still there, which is fantastic that you're able to coordinate this wonderful trip down memory lane.
Yeah, it is there, and that's exactly why we're doing it, Martin, because people who know what the track is and was, and the fact that it's still there and you can still see what these guys did, and remember, seven world champions loved to race at this track because it was so fast. But not only that on the Sunday, Martin, we still got displays on the village green, albeit it won't be the full-on Motorama that we want to get back to next year, but we will have 25 cars of the period that raced at Longford and bikes, and we are lucky enough to have been able to obtain a permit to allow those cars to start up and do a couple of laps up and down the main street of Longford, one time at 12:30 and also at 3:30, and that will be something to see. We'll also have other car displays, and we are encouraging car clubs or anyone with a classic car to drive out or drive to Longford, and they can park on the village green free of charge. They, if they're lucky enough to have a ticket, they can jump on the shuttle buses, but otherwise enjoy the day. We will still have simulators there and children's activities, and it will be a good go. We're pleased with the way that it's come together, and we're pleased that we've been able to put it on, albeit even for the one day.
As I said in the intro, I wasn't lucky enough to actually go to the track. I was certainly old enough to have done it, but my parents weren't interested in it. But I've seen a lot of the old vision and things like that. And you talk about places like the Viaduct. I mean, that was famous. It went down by the river. They used to have divers there on standby in case a car went into the water. I mean, it's when you look at what that was, there was nothing like it anywhere else in the world. And I guess these days you wouldn't be able to do it.
No, there's no way you'd be able to do it. And the very fact that this particular racetrack had two bridges, and they were wooden structures, and yes, you're right, there were frogmen or divers under the bridges and just waiting for a car to go in, because they were sideways onto those bridges, Martin. And you know, when you have a look at the river there, it's not a little river. And it also had a railway track, which you did used to get airborne over.
Yeah.
It was a different track in a different time, and it's a little bit of a shame it's not there, but we want to re-commemorate, exactly what happened there, and we think we've got a good day planned out, but I do want to assure everybody that came last year, and we had very close to 10,000, Martin,
wow,
on our first inaugural one, that will be back to the full-blown Motorama in 2022, COVID permitted, of course, but the theme for the normal Motorama is past, present and future of motoring, so we'll be back to that next year, and we will be incorporating a speed event with next year's Motorama.
Right, I think you had the Flying Mile was used last time from memory, and when you look at the old vision, though, I mean, they had cars whizzing around the track and people standing behind hay bales as if that's going to protect them. But things have changed, haven't they? Thank goodness.
Things have changed a lot. I mean, outside the Country Club Hotel at Longford, which that's where the hay bales were, Martin. And yes, you're quite right. There were kids and children and everybody standing behind those and, you know, as if that could do anything.
Yeah.
And in fact, Lex Davison plowed into that hotel at one stage there and rode his car off. So, but he didn't hit any spectators, thankfully. But he walked into the pub after pulling himself out of the car and got a beer. So,
yeah, it's a famous story. I've actually reminded his grandsons of it, of course, who are V8 supercar drivers so long ago, and they love that fact that legend is part of their family, and it's part of the Longford legend now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I bet you didn't know that the following year after that, Martin, he could be seen walking around the pits, because when that accident happened, he didn't have any money to pay for the drink. So the following year, he had a £10 note pinned to his driving suit in case it happened again.
Yeah, I knew he didn't pay for the beer. Yeah, it's a great story. I'm sure those stories will be retold throughout the weekend on the 7th of March. Justin, thanks very much for telling us about that this morning. And just a reminder once again where people can buy tickets, because that's the only way to go to the event.
Yeah, it's www.longfordmotorama.com.au or www.launcestontickets.com.au.
Terrific, Justin. Good luck with the event. It sounds like it's going to be fantastic. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Martin.